Welcome to Amplifying Voices, where we share the stories of people sparking change in our communities.
We center the voices of people who are LGBTQ+, Black, Indigenous, and people of color. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Ray.
Today we're joined by Monica Jones, a fierce organizer and advocate for trans women of color. Monica is founder and CEO of the Outlaw Project and is the recipient of the Spark Authentic Life Award. She was honored and was one of the Trans 100 in 2015. Monica, could you explain what the Outlaw Project is and how you got started?
So the Outlaw Project is a organization that I started that deals with the intersectionality of being trans, being a sex worker, being Black. We started off just doing policy work, and then we worked our way up during COVID to do direct services. It's been a long time dream of mine to do tiny homes for trans women to have their own space and live in their own environment, safe environment. And so we're starting off hopefully next year with 4 tiny homes in Tucson, Arizona. I want to say like this is site A, like the tester. Site B, I picture as a bigger lot with 20 houses, tiny homes on it, with a community garden, swimming pool, fitness center, maybe 2 acres of land where we can pit these tiny homes on and have a community and have resources.
Why did you choose the name, The Outlaw Project?
The Outlaw Project is named after Charmus Outlaw, who was a dear friend of mine and colleague who did amazing HIV policy work, sex worker rights advocate, was on the board of DESIRAE, one of the national sex worker conference here in the United States. She passed away in 2016 due to a lapse in their healthcare, right, where the gender marker didn't match up. And so there was a 2-month lapse, and they ended up dying because of this 2-month lapse.
How did you get started in community organizing?
As a Black trans woman, especially in my family, you were always an organizer, a revolutionary, because just walking outside was an act of revolution. I started organizing right when I got into ASU, protesting this program that was funded by ASU School of Social Work, the Phoenix Police, to go out and arrest sex workers. I protested that. I was like, no, you cannot do this. I was walking to a bar from my house that's like a mile away and was arrested for manifestation. And that's basically just looking like a sex worker. And I fought. And everyone was like, you are so brave. But like, they have to understand, like, sometimes you have no choice but to fight.
What sustains you in this work?
Arizona sustains me, right? This beautiful state replenishes all the things I give out because I can come to Tucson and relax. Or I can go up to Flagstaff and see the beauty in Flagstaff for a couple of days and come back home and be renewed and ready to fight the fight. This is also my love letter to Arizona. So I lived in Arizona my whole life. All my family's here. My great-grandfather came here after World War I to work on the railroads. And this was on my mother's side, right? And so we have roots here.
Do you have other dreams for things you're pursuing in life?
You know, I do. Actually, going back to school and getting my master's in social work and throwing in some queer studies, some trans studies in there, and some African-American studies and combine those things. Because what is very important here, especially from the Black trans woman experience and lens, is our stories and how those are wrapped up in our culture and everything else.
How can people support you in your work?
These are all visions, right? And how do we turn these visions into reality is by sharing our vision and people thinking like, wow, this is really great. Here's some resources. We have a Twitter, Instagram, and we also have a GoFundMe. And right now we are working on building our website. And so hopefully we should have that up.
Thanks for listening to Amplifying Voices. For the full interview, photos, and more, visit peoplesparkingchange.org.
Music by Jaime J. Soto.